Doctor, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you, John?
Good, thanks. So what we wanted to focus on a bit here, and I thought it was a very interesting angle to this, is how we can find people who seem, and this is a provocative statement, but unable to separate their appreciation for the man and his record and his work at City Hall from the reality of what may be a very different personal life. And that I think a lot of the people, it seems, say, look, don't confuse me with any of that. I just like this guy and what he's doing, and that's that. But talk about that a bit.
Well, you know, the most important thing is there are several factors at play, but one of them is that most people cannot handle, accepting that they've made a big mistake or they've done something that's foolish or that's bad. And so what we're seeing is people's desperate, mostly unconscious attempts to prevent themselves from feeling like fools and feeling like, you know, how could I have done this? How could I have voted for a man who is behaving this way? That's one of the most powerful factors going on right now.
So it's kind of a denial on the part of the voters that, you know, I did vote for him, and so I'm just going to deny what's happened since. It's a way of rationalizing how I was, you know, moved to do that back in 2010.
It's exactly rationalization. I mean, that's at the heart of it, because they cannot deny that they voted for him. They can deny it to their friends and neighbors, but not to themselves. So the only thing they can do is frame everything, all of their experiences, in such a way that makes them seem not like such a fool or, you know, and I'm not calling them fools, but I'm saying that people are afraid of feeling that way because it goes against what they'd like to think of themselves. It goes against their self-concept.
So are people just blocking that out then when they read all this stuff the papers are full of, whether it's about the alcohol or about the shady characters he spends time with or this or that? It's pages and pages in the newspaper that you'd think would cause a lot of people to say, well, look, there's so much there, even if I discount it to 25% being true, it's enough to cause me to abandon this guy, but they won't because they effectively just block it out.
Pretty much. And now everyone has a limit, and we do know that some people have reached that limit, which is why his support is dropping in some areas. But for the real ardent supporters, they cannot do that. And it's not they're blocking it out. They just focus on other things. They focus on, I mean, you heard that caller who's talking about JFK and the big guy. And I mean, they're focused on everything but anything that would make them feel uncomfortable.
You know, I can kind of relate to it because, I mean, I've been a progressive conservative for 45 years. And there have been days when I've been saying, my goodness, my own party is, you know, not doing something that I'm comfortable with. So you find ways to just sort of think about something else on the theory that you're not going to switch parties because most people don't.
Well, you know, and yes, we do see that. That's why I've been asked by a lot of people, I mean, am I surprised at what's going on? And no, it's entirely predictable. It really is. And in Rob Ford's case, this is something that's unique now because he really is. I mean, to his credit, people see him as the everyman. People really see him as one of us. And what that does is it triggers this in-group, out-group, or us-versus-them phenomenon. And people want to feel like they're part of a group. And they want to defend members of their group, especially if the member is such a powerful figure. Because if he goes, then what happens to us is what they're saying. So they have a lot invested in making sure that, you know, that he stays in power. And so that's being triggered as well.
Final question, just quickly, if we can. Do you think that the Ford Nation will be suffering, you know, from a lot of attrition in the coming days? Or is the factor that you talked about, this phenomenon, is it going to kind of keep it more or less glued together?
Well, the phenomenon is cognitive dissonance reduction. I talk about it in my blog. If you go to my website, you can click onto that blog. But it holds pretty strong for quite a while. It's when you reach that tipping point, it's when it's too far. And what I think is when the video comes out finally, and they're able to show it, and then they hear Ford's really weaseling words where he says, well, you know, you can't prove what's in there, and he ignores all the context and all the inferences that every other rational person will make, I think that's when the shoe's going to finally drop and people will start dropping out of his, out of the nation.
Very interesting. Well, we shall see, I guess. Dr. Ard Amate, always interesting. You can find him at docamate.com, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, as always, John.